Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle. Can you believe it? The episode is actually celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast, which was started on March 23rd, 2023. So 3/23/2023, and this is the 32nd episode. And you can see I'm like totally on a jive here with regard to the threes and the twos. Today we're actually doing three times two. We're doing six tips for you to be a better collaborator. Yes, I'm really going to share some of my best kept secrets. So stay tuned. This is going to be a super fun episode. So let's get started right away. Sometimes people ask me, why did you get into podcasting? The one thing that frequently people don't see is what's really happening behind the scenes, so to speak. So I'm going to reveal some of my best kept secrets here today. What's happening behind the scenes is that these amazing guests that appeared on my podcast in all these episodes leading up to today are actually some of my really good friends now. What I love is I meet these amazing individuals from all over the world, and I can't emphasize that enough. Globally, they're tuning in. And they're speaking with me as if they were to be in the same room. And then I'm sharing their story to my audience with the goal to inspire others. Also, let them know you can be a hustler, but at the same time, you can also strive for health and for happiness. So, my goal is really at whatever life's crossroad you are, let's go for your dreams, even if they might seem scary. And don't just go down the safe road because maybe you're always curious about what was behind that door number two, so to speak. So let's get started with the first tip, right? My very first tip is connect with others. Whether you are starting your own podcast, whether you may be joining some networking event, maybe at work you're just reaching out to your colleagues. Connection is key because at the end of the day, if you look back at the end of your life, it's not really the money you accumulated, it's not really the cars that you purchased, it's not material things. Lots of studies have shown that if you look at back at the end of your life, what really made a difference was how many people you connected with and the quality of those relationships. So you don't need to necessarily connect with hundreds of thousands, but build some quality relationships. My podcast really gives me the opportunity to build those quality relationships because I'm one-on-one interacting with somebody. So that's also my big tip to you. When you build a connection, you have to focus on that other person and really make them feel they're the most important person in the room. And of course, listen to what they're actually saying. So one of my episodes was listen first, speak second. It is so important that you actually really tune in with what the person is saying, how they are saying it, and then respond accordingly to make that person feel understood. So connection is my very first tip. Build connection. And that now leads to my second tip, collaboration. After you build that connection with somebody, figure out what do you have in common. There is a very famous game that's called the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon is an actor, and he once said that if you kind of count down 6 degrees, you will frequently find somebody that I've already worked with. So Kevin Bacon is an actor that has appeared in so many movies that when he's at a party and he counts down 6 degrees from where he's at, he will probably find another actor or person that has worked with him in the past. And that's pretty amazing. And not that we are in that particular situation. However, we can still think that a person that we interact with frequently has something in common with us. So step one was connection. Step two was building the connection and enhancing it with collaboration. So let's think a little bit. Maybe you're connecting with somebody at some random place. It could even be the post office or at the coffee shop you're standing in line. And all of a sudden, you're realizing, oh, you may be having the same order. Or maybe that person orders something at that coffee shop that you were always curious about. Start a communication right there and ask, oh, do you enjoy this? Have you had this in the past? And maybe that person says, yeah, I don't drink caffeine. So this is the order that I get because I'm trying not to get caffeine. And maybe you are not drinking caffeine either. And there is immediately a connection. Do you see where I'm going? So basically, when you meet somebody, focus intently of what do you have in common? If you were to work away from this conversation, is there something that you shared, some commonality? And don't think of commonalities as necessarily something while you were both standing in line at the coffee shop, but rather focus on really figuring out who this person is. So step one, connect. Step two, figure out some type of collaboration, because frequently when you connect over something, let's say you stand at the coffee shop and you figure out that you both like grabbing your coffee and then going for a quick walk. I see that in my classrooms because I'm a professor. Sometimes we connect over figuring out, oh, they both like fishing. Oh, they both like hiking. So why don't they meet up for a quick hike? Why don't they meet up and go fishing together? So think of this connection and this collaboration as something to where you can actually build the third step, which is community. So now you kind of align with these people because you have something in common. You build the connection, you figure out how to collaborate, and don't think of the word collaborate as something that always necessarily need to be work-related. I gave you lots of examples now, the fishing, the walk, maybe the hike, that are absolutely leisure time related. That is so important because you need to think at the end of the day, you need to take care of yourself. So not every connection needs to necessarily lead to some business building opportunity. Connections are also there to really to enhance who you are and kind of like get your antennas going of maybe an experience that the other person made that you would love to make yourself. Maybe that's something on your bucket list. Maybe that person that you met that went hiking at some place where you would love to do too. And that person can share some amazing tips with you. So connection, collaboration, and now we are at the place of community. And I can't emphasize this enough. Communities could be in person, but they could also be, of course, online. So now maybe you start plugging in with that person that has gone on way more hikes than you have and figure out, oh, that person is part of a club. And there's this whole community out there of hikers. Why don't I join them too? And then I'm meeting even other amazing people that all have the same passion right here. So what I'm really getting at is don't disregard those small moments when you can build connection. It does not have to be a lot of work to meet somebody somewhere. It could just be in those small instances. And I personally, I'm not a huge fan of small talk. So make that small talk work for you in a way that you actually walk away and it enriched your life. And of course, it enriched the other person's life because you might have just brought a smile to their face, reminding them about that hiking trip that they had been on. So let's come to the fourth tip. So we connected, we collaborated, we built community. So now what you have to do is you have to stay consistent and actually keep reaching out to that person. Maybe that means that Mondays are meeting days. So I actually dedicate my Mondays to meeting days. And I schedule very intentionally meetings on that day, whether they are for my business, whether they are for my leisure, or whether they are just meetings even with myself. So I had to have little self-care moments right there. Why? By having a dedicated day, I basically stay consistent in actually keeping track of it. Because we meet all these amazing people and then life gets in the way. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I haven't reached out to that person. Oh, I don't even know how they're doing. Now it's been so long, right? So we really need to schedule something. And I like that where you run into somebody like, oh, let's grab coffee together. And then it just never happens, right? Actually, how about when you meet that person, get out your calendars and immediately say, all right, I would love to have coffee with you. Let's set a date. I am an action taker. That's one of my superpowers. When I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, right? And it might not be perfect. It might be totally messy. It might actually be how I started this podcast, which was like totally scrappy, but you know what? I still did it. So at the end of the day, whether it was perfect or not, I still stayed consistent. And every 2 weeks I put on a new episode. So the connection, the collaboration, the community, and now you have to stay consistent because you have to nurture your new built connections right there, which kind of like leads to the next one right there. So let's just briefly review. We connected, we collaborated, we built community, we were consistent, And now what you have to think a little bit about is how can you use these amazing contacts in your life to create something that is maybe your next dream? So your community now becomes your sounding board, because sometimes we hold these dreams behind and we are not sharing them. We're thinking, oh my gosh, no, it's embarrassing. I really can't tell you what I'm really thinking of. When you vocalize your dreams with your community, the ones that you connected with, you are in a certain way manifesting them, because you're speaking out loud what you really would like to do. And don't be thinking, oh my gosh, this is embarrassed, and don't laugh about it, because we are all deep down dreamers and we all have amazing goals. We don't need to check off everything on our bucket list. That's not the goal. The goal really is that when you look back at the end of your life, you're thinking, I'm really glad I built this community. I'm really glad that I shared my dreams with this community. And I'm really glad that this community was there to cheer me on when I was going for my dreams. I've done so many things in my life that were what I consider maybe not ideal. I know I could use the word failure right now. And that just led me realize that that wasn't really the ideal way. But at the end of the day, that particular failure made me think that was an experience I had to make to get to where I'm at. So I'm looking at failures also as something to where that was just my own unique way to getting where I need to go. So maybe I had to spend a lot of money on some coach that I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be the next best thing, getting me on Instagram and creating all these wonderful things, to realize, maybe I don't want to work with coaches that have thousands of clients, because maybe I personally care more for that connection piece that I talked about earlier. So you make experiences to realize what is it that you don't want. And that is so important, because when we make that experience, you kind of like, okay, been there, done that. Well, that wasn't so good. So now I know I will not make that same decision again. And at the same time, even if somehow for some coincidences happens again, you're like, all right, let's move on, right? It's not really feeling good in that moment, but you have to move on and you have to say, I'm still going to go for my dreams because I know I'm going to reach them. Maybe they're going to look differently than what I'm thinking they are going to look, but you're going to go for it. And that community that you created is going to support you with that. So the connection, you build collaboration, you build community, you stay consistent with your community, and now you are creating. And that means creating something that's important to you, and your community is cheering you on with that. Let's come to that last step, which is the sixth step. And that actually might be one of the most important ones. And I kind of call it your personal chic factor. As you can hear from my accent, I have obviously still my German accent, right? And you know what? I'm embracing it because I think that makes us special. Sometimes we think, oh my gosh, like I have this background right there and I'm just going to put a blanket over it. I don't really want to share it. But actually, that's really what makes you you, because there's nobody else that's like you. And I sometimes say, you do you, boo, because really that's what we actually care about. We don't want to buy a product. We want to buy something from a person. We want to buy something because we care about you, who you are, and we connect with you. The people that I work with embrace the fact that I share with them things from Europe. And I kind of call it my European flair as well. So I share, for instance, my petite practices, which have a lot of amazing tips on how to get started with small steps and how to actually follow through with structures that I learned when I lived in Europe. So you might have been doing things over and over and over again, thought, oh, that's, you know, that's a system I'm going to buy. But did you really look at who the coach really is? Did you really connect with that person individually? So the sixth step might be the most important one. It's your secret sauce to success, because at the end of the day, that's really what we're going to see in the world. We're going to see when you really tap into who you're meant to be. Do you feel confident with who you are? And the confidence is really going to show on the outside. I'm going after my dreams and I'm feeling that I kind of tapped into my superpower. So I'm currently working on creating a book. I'm creating a bunch of small ebooks that are all called Petite Practices. focusing on one petite practice with regard to health, one that focuses just on gut health, because I always share I had personal digestive issues myself. And of course, a planner that keeps all of this nicely arranged, because hey, at the end of the day, I'm German and we are very structured, right? So what I'm encouraging you, try to think of what is it that I always wanted to do? If I were to close my eyes, where do I see myself and what is on my bucket list that I really want to go for? And then start sharing it. So these six different steps are really here to make you feel, yep, I'm going for it. Because did you think that a year ago I would have a video podcast? I would have amazing guests from all over the world. My podcast would be ranked globally the top 1.5%. I absolutely did not have those metrics in mind. What I had in mind was more the personal piece. I'm going to do a podcast to share others' superpowers, struggles, and how they overcame it to inspire it. And I think that's the goal of my podcast. So let's keep hustling to stay healthy and happy. I loved having you here. Grab one of my amazing birthday freebies that are there to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of Happy Healthy Hustle. And I would love to hear what was one of your favorites today that you listened to of the six steps to success. Keep hustling along.